Now, the last time I spoke to you was back in November, just before the release of the documentary film. And it seems like it's created a lot of interest in you and your career.
Well, yes, I've become terribly active. I did a Jay Leno and a View, and everybody seems to want to talk to me again, and I'm available.
Can we just go back a little bit and look at your remarkable beginning in show business? You started doing stand-up comedy in the mid-1950s when you were 37 years old with virtually no show business experience at all.
No, I was truly what they used to call a housewife. That means you were the wife of a house. You were married to a house.
So you went more or less straight from the kitchen to the stage doing stand-up.
That's right.
How did you manage to pull that off? Because normally most comics have to work their way up through vaudeville or radio, but you kind of bypassed all that.
Well, what I didn't realize, I had been an amateur comic from birth. Everything in my life, I turned it into comedy, and I didn't realize that I did that. It was just natural. I had been entertaining in grade school and high school and college, and then I got married, because then I changed my goals from wanting to be a pianist. I decided that I couldn't make it as a pianist, and I decided I wanted to be a mother and a wife and have a big family. So I started doing that, and we got up to 5 children, and then we got broke.
That'll do it for you, 5 kids.
Oh, I had no idea they ate so much.
Now, of course, back in those days when you started, women doing stand-up comedy was very rare. Who were some women in comedy that you looked towards for guidance? Were there any?
When I started in 1955, there weren't even male stand-up singles. They were all working as doubles. Martin and Lewis, Sandler and Young, Martin and Rossi, they were all working double. Which made me even more of a hen's tooth, because I was working alone. Have you ever before spoken to a hen's tooth?
This is my first time.
Good God, Nikki.
I'm honored.
So am I.